Okay, so in case you were wondering, what are the herbs that I myself take on a daily basis? Well, this is what this episode is about. So of course, this changes with the seasons and what's going on in my health. But at the moment, I'm on a maintenance protocol. So it is very broadly beneficial herbs that, I'm sure you can gain some inspiration and insight from for yourself also, or at least the inspiration and motivation to actually take your herbs every day, whatever herbs it is that you choose to take to support your health on a daily basis. Okay, let's dig into the weeds. Okay, so the herbs that I take on a daily basis. Yeah, many of them I chose myself, but I must say that I also consult with other herbalists and natural practitioners because, it is sometimes good, to stay on track and to commit to a protocol. It's also good to get the advice of an outside person that just has, a more objective look on your health and can give you tips. And also, of course, other herbalists have different experiences and knowledge. So it's always good to learn more also in regards to my own health. So I like to consult with other herbalists and take advice and try out new herbs. If I can help you with your own health situation and you would like to have a health consultation with me, you can book a free call so that we can get in touch and get to know each other. And just for a little meet and greet, you are welcome to anytime book a free call through the link here in the episode description. Yeah, you can also go to my website. It's herbalhelp.net, and you can send me an email through the contact form on my website, herbalhelp.net, or write directly to my email, tamara@herbalhelp.net. Yeah, I would love to hear from you. And of course, I'm available to help you if you need some more guidance. But I guess there is a lot of inspiration to gain today from this episode, I hope. So at least to get motivated to actually take herbs every day, because all the knowledge in our head is not going to do that much for our physical and mental and emotional health and well-being. We have to actually take the herbs, and the things we learn about herbs have to be transformed in this very practical application, that is making a tea and drinking it, or taking some Ayurvedic herbal powders and mixing them up into a smoothie and then taking them, or whatever form of herbs you want to take. Of course, you can take herbs in capsules, in extract form, in tincture form. You can use herbal infused oils that you apply on the body, on the skin, balms and salves and everything. So there's so many different ways to take herbs. And I always also say to my clients, we have to find the way of taking herbs that is convenient to you, that is actually doable in your day-to-day life. So if you leave the house and you can't, make your 30-minute decoction of herbs on the stove because you're not home, then capsules might be practical sometimes, or other forms of taking herbs. It doesn't have to be always teas. It doesn't have to be always tinctures. So there are so many ways of taking herbs. And I use quite some different ways of taking my herbs usually throughout the day. So of course, a personal health protocol changes. It might change through the seasons. In Ayurveda and also in Chinese medicine, it's very important the quality of the season, the temperature, the climate, the wind, the heat, the cold that is around us at any given moment, because we adjust our diet ideally throughout the seasons, having more warming foods and herbs in the winter and maybe having more cooling foods and herbs in the summer, or if it's very dry, we can use some moistening herbs. If we are, of course, in a change of season, which is not changing into autumn or changing into winter, are always critical moments throughout the year where our immunity can be a bit vulnerable. And this is why we get colds and flus often at the change of season. And these are, of course, moments throughout the year to prepare for. So I will also mention some of these changes. But of course, we will make other episodes about my, the changes in the protocol. So right now it's summer. It's pretty hot. So I don't take that many of the warming herbs that I take throughout the colder part of the year when I normally make warming chai teas, and I use a lot of ginger and black pepper and these warming spices in my digestive tea. So for the summer, I keep it a bit more light and cooling, and I still take, of course, my digestive teas. So I don't make the really hot and spicy chai tea, but I make like a tea with fennel and anise, for example, fennel, anise, and cardamom. Those are mildly warming, I would say. Yeah, they don't cause the heat like if you take like a cup of ginger tea, let's say, or if you add a lot of black pepper to your chai. So yeah, this is just some examples how I adapt this protocol throughout the year, always taking into account, yeah, is it very hot outside? Is it cold? Is it dry? How is the weather? And yeah, how is also my personal life? Yeah, it's different. If you have very intense times, if I have a lot of work, then I might take different herbs than when I have more calmer times. So yeah, these are is of course very individual, might vary a lot. What herbs are you taking? So I take in the morning, I start my day. So I don't have any coffee or tea or anything stimulating in the morning. I make sure I sleep really well and get enough sleep. Of course, also with herbs, we come to that, to the herbs that I take before bedtime in the end. So I wake up and I have good energy levels. So I don't feel like I need a tea or coffee or anything. Sometimes I might have a green tea after lunch, which is maybe more the time where I need a little pick me up. But the mornings are great. I get up, I take, but I make just, you know, a warm cup, a warm drink is always nice to have. So I make something that is very tasty, but has a lot of powerful herbs in there, actually. So I make basically a coffee that doesn't contain any coffee. Yeah, so I take as a base one of these cereal coffees. I think they are based in barley. A barley coffee. So sometimes you find, yeah, dandelion coffee, chicory coffee, not just like a base of a ground up powder that you can brew a similar drink out of with a little bit of the taste of coffee, but it's not stimulating at all. So I use this instant powder as a base for this drink. And then I add my medicinal mushrooms. So at the moment, I take turkey tail, which is good for focus and memory and brain function. And also calms the nervous system, actually. It's a very good brain mushroom. My cordyceps mushroom, which is very tiny, slightly energizing, but in a very subtle way. So it is more like it increases stamina and maintains energy levels throughout the day. It is good for thyroid function. I have, or I can almost say I had a hypothyroidism because I don't have it actually anymore. And I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid. But I could stop the progression of the disease. So it did not lead to the actual hypothyroidism that was starting to develop. But I could all. Yeah, reverse it, and my blood levels are all normal now. But yeah, I still take some of these herbs that I took during that time, where I, of course, had a more therapeutically oriented protocol, a bit more intense, bit higher dosages to really address my thyroid and my adrenals and the stress and everything, the brain fog. And yeah, I had all of this, but yeah, it's absolutely gone thanks to the herbs. So now I'm on this maintenance protocol. Yeah, so I take a tiny dose of turkey tail, tiny dose of, and tiny dose, I mean, you know, medicinal mushrooms are pretty concentrated. So you need maybe a total of 2 grams of this mixture. Yeah, maybe half a teaspoon of a nice ground up mushroom powder. I have a good quality mushrooms here locally produced that I can buy from a local company. And yeah, so at the moment, the mix of cordyceps, which still supports my thyroid, for thyroid maintenance, let's say, reishi, which is good overall for immune function. So in any immune related condition, yeah, this can be from, as in my case, autoimmune condition. This can be allergies, hay fever, intolerances. So anything that is immune related, also eczema, for example. So there are many conditions that have this immune component, or if you have recurring infections or herpes infections or whatever, then it's also always good to work on the immunity and just make sure you keep your immunity up. And I mean, reishi is a mushroom that is really so broadly beneficial that, yeah, there is almost no, yeah, pretty much no counterindications to take just a gram or two of reishi mushroom every day. So I take this mix of mushrooms, turkey tail, cordyceps, reishi. Then I add my Chinese herbs, which I love a lot. And if you want to learn more about Chinese herbs and also about Ayurvedic herbs, I have two classes coming up. Our next classes, live classes via Zoom, where we actually sit together in a classroom and can talk to each other. Check out the link here in the description. It's on my Ko-fi site. You can sign up for the monthly classes. At the moment, I have one class a month. And it's always an interesting topic. So the next topic is actually, is it first Ayurvedic herbs and then the Chinese herbs, I think. But anyway, no matter when you listen to this episode, the recording will be posted for the inscribed students. So once you sign up, you have already access to all our past classes. I think it's over 20 videos that you can watch. Super interesting topic from anything brain health and female health and herbs for the mood and digestion and so many topics. So yeah, Chinese herbs, they are a bit underrated, or many people don't know really what they're about and how to use them. Of course, ginseng is a very famous one, but many are, yeah, for us in the West, they sound very obscure and yeah, we don't really know how to use them, but they are very, yeah, really amazing. I find, the Chinese in Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, they have an amazing quality of herb and, yeah, very effective herbs. I mean, they treat their herbs with a big respect since thousands of years. You know, they maintained actually herbs as part of their normal, common, general hospital doctor-based health system. Yeah, so they don't make a difference between pharmaceuticals and herbs. They treat the herbs with the same care and quality and respect as the pharmaceuticals, and they use them. Normal, conventional doctors and in hospital, they use herbs also alongside pharmaceuticals, whatever is better suited for the case or in a combination. So yeah, really big respect to traditional Chinese medicine and all this amazing knowledge that they have acquired over so many, hundreds of thousands of years almost. Of course, there is lots of studies and literature, but not all of this is available in English. So yeah, we're missing out. But I have many favorite Chinese herbs that I use, that I often use with clients, that I often recommend. So if you would like to learn a bit more about that, sign up for the classes. I always love to have new students in the classes. It's a nice little group. We have a big Q&A part in the end where we actually talk. And I answer questions. You tell me what you have been experimenting with or what questions do you have about herbs. So yeah, it's a really nice group. And I think it's a good way to learn in this direct mentorship style with an herbalist. So yeah, I'm glad if I can be your guide and help you a bit on your learning journey in herbalism. Okay, so that being said, the herbs that I use in my morning coffee is Dong Quai, which is a hormonal herb. It balances the female hormones. It's actually probably, yeah, definitely one of the top three most taken herbs in the whole world. So many, many women, especially in Asia, take Dong Quai, which is a root. Yeah, it's actually an angelica plant. So this is the Chinese angelica. And the part of the plant that we use is the root. And it balances gently the female hormones. I take just a tiny amount, so I have nothing big to fix about my female hormones, actually, other than that I'm slowly moving in the direction of menopause, or that I am kind of in perimenopause without any symptoms or any problems. But this is just preventatively. This is just a tiny maintenance dose to keep, for well-being, let's say, for hormonal well-being. Yeah, I mean, it's natural that in this phase of life, in the end of our 40s, beginning 50s, that in women the hormones decline, and this is normal and this is okay. But we should not have to suffer from symptoms like hot flashes or, you know, problems with our menstruation and bleeding and PMS and cramping and all these kinds of female hormone related problems. So we should not have to suffer from that. This is why we have these amazing herbs. And, you know, if women already have a situation where they have many hot flashes per day or at night, the night sweats, then of course we need to work with a different dosages and a bit more focused therapeutic protocol that might include other supplements. But I take it just for maintenance, tiny dose every day. It's also just, 2-3 grams of Dong Quai. Actually, I take it in extract form. So yeah, actually it's maybe a bit more. It's a 5-to-1 extract. So this is also very conveniently. Yeah. So I'm very glad that actually the Chinese show us how to concentrate herbs and make them convenient to take. They invented these herbal extract powders that you can just stir into some hot water and just drink, basically. So this is very easy to use in my morning mushroom drink. Yeah, so I just put it in there with the mushroom powders, a little, yeah, 1/4 teaspoon of this Dong Quai extract. And then I take my Ho Shou Wu. Yeah, so this is also very exciting Chinese herbs. It, one of my favorite of the Chinese herbs. It got also the name, but this is more kind of Americanized name. It's also sometimes called Fo Tea. Yeah, so if you look it up, if you want to buy it, you can also look for Fo Tea. And if not for, yeah, the Chinese name is Ho Shou Wu. And I take this since a very, very long time. I took also higher doses in the beginning where I felt like totally depleted. And it's for states of depletion, let's say. No? It's an adaptogen, actually. Yeah, so we know what an adaptogenic herb is. Yeah, it's herbs like ashwagandha and ginseng that tonify and nourish us on this deeper level. Yeah, that can actually really nourish the body, so we get our energy back, our vitality back. Yeah, these are herbs that support the vitality in the body, that protect our adrenals from stress, that balance the hormones on the HPA axis, so between the thyroid and the adrenals. And Chinese herbs, there are many amazing adaptogens. I mean, ginseng is one of them, of course, Ho Shou Wu, and there are so many others that are really effective and amazing. So I took already also higher doses of the Ho Shou Wu. I took it already through many months and a long time. I made decoctions of the root. Yeah, so you can also buy the root pieces of this. Is actually, of course, the most common and basic form how they take and prescribe herbs in China. They make decoctions. Yeah, so they put all the herbs together in a pot and then they boil it for a whole hour and they strain it and drink it. So these extract powders that I was mentioning, this is, of course, a bit more modern way, but still a very good way because, yeah, you can easily get a good therapeutic dose of the herb in with very high convenience. Yeah, it's really just putting a little bit of the powder into any hot drink or just some water. And this is Ho Shou Wu. So I take also just like 1/2 teaspoon more or less of this extract powder. And yeah, the good thing is this mixture actually tastes really great. Yeah, so there is nothing in it that would be too bitter or has an extreme taste. So this is why I chose to take these herbs in just a drink, you know, that I have and enjoy in the morning. So I add the hot water, I add a little splash of soy milk, and yeah, that way it tastes actually really good. Yeah. So in Chinese medicine, you know, they know how to work with real dosages. Yeah, something that we here in the West have become a bit scared about. You know, I mean, we are just used to these tiny doses that we take our pharmaceuticals in. It's just this tiny, small pill that we take for pain or for allergies or for whatever. Herbs are different. Yeah, herbs are sometimes more food-like and we need sometimes, yeah, the adequate amount of them to do any effect. Yeah, so it's not just a few milligrams of an herb usually that we have. It depends on the herb. Of course, there are very low-dose herbs that are very effective or even toxic if you take them in higher doses. But on this podcast, I talk mainly about the very beneficial non-problematic herbs that don't have any significant side effects. So yeah, in Chinese medicine, they know that if you have a real situation where you have to really use therapeutic doses, they often use 50 grams of herbs, 100 grams of herbs, 200 grams of herbs per day is not rare. Yeah, so we in the West, we are already, you know, if I suggest someone taking 20 grams or 30 grams of an herb, I already get like strange looks and people doubt if I'm sane. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's also that we don't eat just one leaf of spinach and expect this to give us a lot of nutrition. We, of course, have to eat a whole plate of good nourishing food. And with herbs, it's sometimes similar. Yeah, so this is just a little comment. But that being said, I'm at the moment on this more maintenance protocol with very moderate doses just to keep up my health. So this is the mix of a few teaspoons of this mixture of herbs that I take in the morning. Yeah, and then I have a few herbs that I take sporadically. Yeah, so I took consistently and for longer rhodiola and eleuthero to increase my energy levels and my mood when I felt more affected from stress and adrenal fatigue and my thyroid situation. And at the moment, I always have a few of these capsules also in my backpack if I leave the house. And I take them here at home sometimes if I feel like, yeah, I have low energy or I need it because of some more stress in or a more intense event coming up, or yeah, if I need a little extra support, or I do feel tired after lunch, or it's extremely hot and I have to leave the house and do things, then I take a bit of eleuthero or maybe the rhodiola just to keep my energy levels up, but I don't take them anymore on a daily basis. Yeah. So this is usually what happens. Yeah. Sometimes you need herbs for a long while, for many months, and yeah, then you feel better and you know what these herbs do. Yeah, so I know exactly, you know, how many, what you know, one or two capsules of rhodiola, what it does and how it makes me feel and for what days this is appropriate and needed. And on most days I just don't need it. Yeah, or for example, if I need my brain super switched on, yeah, sometimes I take a capsule of huperzine. This is an extract in a tiny little capsule, but it comes from an herb. It comes from the Hupersia moss. Yeah, this is also a Chinese herb. And yeah, this increases the acetylcholine transmitter in the brain. So yeah, it's amazing. So sometimes if I have to record like a longer class or give a talk or workshop or a webinar or something, and I have to talk for a longer time and I want to make sure that my brain is super switched on, then I take this occasionally. But I use it also, you know, with many clients. I recommend it for memory. If there's memory problems or ADHD or other problems related to concentration and focus and the brain in general, then this can be a very good option. Yeah. I also took gotu kola tea for a very long time, and I'm at the moment just on a maintenance dose. I just take a teaspoon of the powder every day. So yeah, this is also, you see again, yeah, it is possible, you know, if recommended by your herbalist or someone, you know, they would put you on a certain dose in the beginning. So it's just that you feel the results quicker and you actually get a change and you get help in that situation and you feel better quickly. So I took gotu kola. You can actually listen to the whole episode. I have an episode here on the podcast. What happened when I took gotu kola for 6 months? Actually, I took it for much longer. I took it for 12 months and then down to maintenance dose. And so you can listen to this episode here on the podcast. So I took the gotu kola tea made out of the leaves for a long while, and now I'm down to a little maintenance dose, just a teaspoon of the powder every day. So this is a green, very bitter powder that is, yeah, this doesn't taste nice. So this I would not put into my nice little drink that is very tasty with the mushrooms and the dong quai and the hoshu wu. But I take the gotu kola separate and I just mix it with a bit of yogurt and a bit of honey, and then I can easily get it down. Yeah. Okay, then later in the day. At the moment I'm taking my gugul. So this is also sounds very exotic. It's an Ayurvedic herb. So also sign up for the classes if you want to learn more about the Ayurvedic herbs. We will talk about gugul, which I haven't talked much about, or I'm not even sure if I have ever mentioned it here on the podcast, but it's a very amazing herb. It can do many, many things. So it is also good for the thyroid. It can it does kind of a mild detoxification in the body. It's anti-inflammatory. Yeah, there's lots of studies on Google. It's a pretty amazing herb. It can lower cholesterol. It can lower your blood sugar. So yeah, there is many benefits to Google. And I just do once every once in a while, I do a course of Google that I take it like for 2 months or so for my thyroid to keep everything going well with my hypothyroid and Hashimoto's condition that is in a good state now, but I want to keep it up and take care. And I regularly check my blood levels. I do blood tests to supervise that and to see that everything is going fine. I mean, I also notice it in my energy levels, no? So, yeah, as long as I feel good, yeah, the thyroid is fine, and I just have to upkeep it and do my maintenance protocol. So a good way to take this Google powder, yeah, this is just a powder that smells like incense. Actually, it is a resin, so it smells a bit like incense. And this I just put into a tiny cup of aloe gel, yeah, so aloe juice, 100% the inner leaf gel without the green part. So this is my pitta remedy for summer, yeah, because I'm mainly a pitta type, yeah. So you can also check out here my episodes about vata, pitta, and kapha. So I'm a pitta type with vata problems, yeah. So that doesn't mean I only have to balance pitta. I also have to balance my vata, which I do with all the digestive herbs that I'm taking. But the aloe is for the pitta, and especially in a very hot summer that we're having at the moment, it's to cool me down and to keep me cool and chill and to not have the pitta energy in the body going overboard. So I mix the Google into the aloe, and then I drink that around midday. Then, of course, I have all my digestive herbs with every meal. Yeah, even with my breakfast, I already grind some fennel seeds into my breakfast. And yeah, I mean, these are actually also herbs. In the morning, I take my tablespoon of flax seed. I take some sunflower seeds, and I eat this usually with a bit of fruit and a bit of plant-based milk. So this is my little breakfast. So the flax seed definitely counts as an herb and is great, of course, for digestion and provides some of these alpha-linolenic acids, the ALA, that get converted into omega-3 to a certain degree in our bodies. And I also take my omega-3. Yeah, I also take a few supplements for maintenance: omega-3, vitamin D, B vitamins, with B12 and magnesium mainly. So yeah, my digestive herbs. Before lunch and dinner, I take a big teaspoon or two of fennel and anise seeds and cardamom, and I just chew them. So in summer, I don't make that many hot teas. I make actually my summer tea, which I come to just in a second, but I don't brew the fennel and anise and cardamom as a tea. So in winter, I put my digestive herbs in a tea, in a decoction. I make a chai and add the black pepper and all the warming spices and the ginger. And in summer, I just have my fennel and anise seeds, and I just chew them before each meal. So this is my digestive remedy. And then I make hibiscus tea in summer. And I will publish soon a video about how I make my hibiscus tea on YouTube. So please check out my YouTube channel. I have new videos posted. New and exciting videos. I have one video about how to travel with herbs that I just posted, my nettle video, and a St. John's wort video that is brand new on my channel. So go to YouTube and type in Herbal Help by Tamara, and you will find the channel, and make sure you subscribe and click the bell icon and all of that so that you get notified. I will soon prepare this video about my hibiscus tea, which I make in a cold infusion. Yeah, so I use room temperature water, put a lot of hibiscus flowers in there, and a little bit of green stevia leaf to give it a tiny touch of sweetness. And sometimes I add a few cinnamon chips. Yeah, just like little broken up cinnamon. And yeah, this is my cold infusion that I drink in summer during the day. It's so delicious. It's so good. It's also slightly cooling, good for pitta, good to control inflammation. It can balance female hormones. It's good for the heart and the arteries. I mean, it's full of antioxidants and polyphenols. Yeah, this is just such a beneficial, broadly beneficial herb. It can lower blood pressure in someone who has high blood pressure, which doesn't mean, you know, I don't have high blood pressure, and it will not lower the blood pressure in this situation. Yeah, this is more an effect over these polyphenols, these anthocyanidins, the red pigments in the hibiscus, that it just renews and is good for the arteries, for our heart health, for circulation. So this is the mechanism that it balances our blood pressure also. And yeah, so this is a cold infusion that I drink every day in summer. And yeah, it's really tasty. I enjoy it. The whole family drinks it actually. So yeah, we all enjoy very much drinking the hibiscus tea. And then a few herbs that I take later in the afternoon or in the evening. So usually I take my ashwagandha in the late afternoon. I mix the powder into something, or sometimes I take extract also, a few capsules. This is also for me just a maintenance dose, but still a good dose that I take for my thyroid support, to support my energy levels. And ashwagandha is a great herb to balance the vata energy. Yeah, so I just said I'm a pitta type, but I also have vata imbalances, or I have a tendency, I have to work on them, let's say. Yeah, I have to keep the vata in check. And this is what mainly the ashwagandha does, and also the digestive herbs. So I just said I take fennel and anise to increase nutrient absorption and to improve digestion. I take the linseed also for a better bowel movement consistency, and my magnesium. So this is the combination for digestion. And of course my triphala, or the haritaki. Yeah, haritaki is one of the fruits that make up the formula called triphala. I have a whole podcast episode only about triphala, so check that out if you want to know more about triphala. It's also one of the most used, or if not the most used, herbal formulation in the whole world. It comes from Ayurveda. And yeah, it's amazing for digestion, but it has also other health benefits. Yeah, so it is a mild laxative, but not too strong. Yeah, you can also take it for all the other anti-inflammatory benefits, and it's detoxing. It's good for the eyes, skin, and liver. Yeah, so it does a very mild, gentle detox on the whole body, just supports the body in that direction. Very high in anti-inflammatories and antioxidants. Yeah, so this is a great herbal combination that you can just take a teaspoon, put it into water, and drink this before bedtime. So this is what I take more in the evening, late afternoon. And turmeric. Yeah, turmeric I try to put every day in my cooking, in my food, and also ginger, garlic, and onion. Yeah, so these are also herbs, even though we use them often, or we can use them in a culinary way. So I use them often in a culinary way, also just to have enough sulfur and for the health benefits. They're also very anti-inflammatory. Of course, turmeric is an absolute star under the herbs. So it is really amazing for many things. Lots of benefits for health in general. I mean, it is good, so broadly beneficial. I have a video also on YouTube about turmeric and curcumin and what's the difference. So this you can also check out on my YouTube channel, Herbal Help by Tamara, to know a bit more about ginger and why it's so amazing. So yeah, I make sure I get some quantity at least of turmeric, ginger, garlic, and onion every day, which have several health benefits in general. And then, you know, sometimes I take more ginger, for example, in winter, if I need more the warming qualities and the immune stimulating qualities of ginger, I drink more ginger tea or ginger powder sometimes to keep immunity up. I take an extra garlic extract in winter. I talked about this before on the podcast. So at the moment, I'm just taking these herbs more on a culinary basis. Yeah. Or in winter also, I make turmeric lattes that I use, 1 to 2 to 3 teaspoons or 1 big tablespoon of turmeric powder, and mix it with a bit of hot plant-based milk and some black pepper and some cinnamon and some sweetener, some honey or so. And this makes also a nice drink that I make occasionally, or yeah, not at the moment, but usually I often do. Yeah, and then I have my herbal oil massage in the evening before bedtime, or at least I put herbal oil on my hands and feet and face. To also, this is very good to balance the Vata energy and prepare the body for sleep and to relax the nervous system. So this is my evening routine, to do this herbal oil massage. And at the moment I have a herbal oil that I infused myself with some wild lavender. So this is what I use at the moment, but I also have Ayurvedic oils. Yeah, we have also coming up 2 classes about herbal infused oils and how to use them and how to make them. So if you sign up for the classes, you will also be able to come to these live classes or to see the recording and learn more about herbal oils, which I'm a big, big fan of. And last herb of the day, or yeah, almost last, is my nutmeg. Because I have to actually take it 5 hours before I want to be asleep. So I take this at 6 or so, or 5, 6. And yeah, this is nutmeg, which just helps me to sleep better and deeper and longer. So I just use a bit of freshly grated nutmeg. And yeah, and I just take it. I just chew a tiny piece of the nutmeg and then I flush it down with some water. And then I have a wonderful sleep. Which is, yeah, such a fundamental factor, of course, not to feel good during the day and have good energy levels and good immune function and everything. So, yeah, this is my personal favorite sleep herb, also from Ayurveda. So, yeah, I hope you check out our class schedule on the Ko-fi link. And hopefully you can come to some of these live classes about the herbal infused oils, about Chinese herbs, about Ayurvedic herbs and all the other topics that are already recorded and that you can access right away when you sign up. And of course, I'm here for you if you need some help figuring out your perfect support protocol, herbally speaking, or you need some help with a challenging health situation, then I'm here for you. You can book the free call to begin. That we can talk to each other, get to know each other, and then you can book the health consultation. You find the pricing on my website, herbalhelp.net, and you can also send me an email there through the contact form to my email, tamara@herbalhelp.net. So yeah, I would hope to hear from you. You can also just say hi and send me some feedback about the podcast. And yeah, I hope you recommend the podcast to some of your friends. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.